Hello, everyone, and welcome to the mostly ruined, yet maybe salvageable, Little Fatty Cast for Friday, March 10th, 2006. And I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's V-A-D-E-R. Larry Vader. And with me is...
Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. How are you, Larry? How are you?
I'm fat, but I'm okay. I'm a little tired. I'm a little stressed today. And I'm home now, though, just in time for a quick shower and a beverage event.
Beverage.
I have a house guest in the living room who has not met Mr. Larry Vader yet, so he's probably a little perplexed at why I'm yelling into the phone or to the microphone. So, Big Fatty, how's your vacation going?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Help me out here. Where am I supposed to be today?
You are in the British Virgin Islands today.
Oh, Virgin Islands. Virgin Islands. Yeah. That's great. And
that's the wrong place for you to be. Oh, my goodness. No, everybody, it's not Big Fatty. I can't pretend again. It's very difficult to do. It's CJ.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Nice to be here. Thanks a lot, Larry.
Well, I'm glad I could squeeze you in the last 15 minutes of the week to be on the show. Guys, you don't understand. Like, CJ and I have been trying to record, and I've been the worst interviewer, if you will, ever on the face of the planet for the past week.
No.
Yes. I've stood you up, like, twice.
No, you haven't.
And you thought I was going to do it again.
Well, no, I didn't think you were... No.
Yeah. So what now? You guys, you may not know CJ. If you don't, then obviously you haven't been listening to previous Little Fatty Casts. But she is the host of Opinionated Ramblings, which can be found at...
www.opinionatedramblings.com.
Okay, I thought you had bought the URL. I knew for a while it was Blogspot, so...
Right, that's too hard to remember, though, so I just went ahead and purchased opinionatedramblings.com, which I was surprised to see was actually available, to be honest.
Little Fatty was available
when
I bought it.
Now it's not, because it's yours.
Correct. Don't go to bigfatty.com, everyone. You don't want to do that. You do not. It's not pretty at all.
Is it heinous?
Well, it's big is beautiful to those folks over there, so.
Horror. Not exactly what you're looking for if you want littlefatty.com, is it?
Well, you know, you might like both of those things, but I doubt it. I mean, they kind of look like Big Fatty in a muumuu or something, but, you know.
Oh, nice. I'll be avoiding that one, thanks.
And don't do it at work. Whatever you guys do, because it drops some cookies on your computer and all these like 500 pop-ups and pop-unders, you know, so you're like trying to close it because your boss is coming, but there are like 55 other windows open.
Oh, yeah, not good. That could definitely get me fired from the coal mine, definitely.
We don't want that to happen,
no,
CJ.
No, so CJ won't be going there, that's for sure, at home or at work.
So now, Miss Daisy is not joining us on the podcast tonight, correct?
This is correct. I have yet to get Miss Daisy to actually podcast at all. Miss Daisy is definitely avoiding podcasting, even though I invite every time we record. I ask her if she wants to be on, but she has so far refused.
Well, I'm sorry, because I can only imagine what sort of character she is. I don't know what else to say about that, but I do love the Carmella crispy treat.
Oh, yeah, I'm very happy that Carmella has finally gotten on board, because it's so much more fun to do the show with Carmella crispy treat.
Well, I think that it's fun to do it with someone in general.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but Carmella...
Now, do you think Big Fatty's going to... I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that she always makes me laugh, so I have a great time doing the show when it's her, you know?
Well, isn't that important?
I think it is. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important. If we're enjoying ourselves, I think listeners will be enjoying themselves as well.
Well, have you caught the previous show, the previous Little Fatty Cast yet?
Yes.
With Henry from Chosen Thought.
Yes.
I was over here with the microphone muted, just laughing in the beginning. I couldn't stop.
So, and also listening, I guess Henry lives up my way, up here where it's very cold.
Yeah, he does live in Maine.
Yeah.
So, now you're in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's even more north than I am.
So. Yeah, he's way up there.
I'd rather not, really.
You're too far up there as it is, CJ.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This Florida girl is way far away from home.
How in the world did you end up in New Hampshire from Florida?
I enlisted in the Air Force.
Insert music here. I don't have.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I enlisted in the Air Force, and they give you this thing to fill out. It's called a dream sheet. You know, when you go to basic and you say, this is where I'd really like to be stationed. And you put this thing. And I didn't put anything more north than Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So they looked at that and they went, I got a good one. Here we go. New Hampshire. Check. And I got my orders back and I looked at that and I said, where the hell is New Hampshire? I didn't even know on the map, I'm ignorant, where New Hampshire was. And I've been here ever since.
Well, I always forget how north it is.
Yeah,
it is. It's way up there. So,
Yeah, I have to drive over an hour south to get to Boston. So,
but at least you're close to Boston. I mean, an hour south is still pretty close.
Yeah, it's not that bad, really. But I get lost every time I go to Boston. Every time I could be MapQuest, all kinds of papers and maps and everything. If I have to drive into Boston, I will get lost. It's guaranteed. Guaranteed. Aww. So. You know, it kind of sucks.
Well, you know what, though? That's kind of how I am with Savannah.
Mm.
When Omar was down there and I hoisted it on down after the coal mining event to meet him for dinner, it ain't that far away. it's like an hour and a half. But, oh, Lord, I mean, he was staying right off the interstates and he's like, so can you get me into the city? I said, no. So he had these directions. I said, it's okay, but I still am not going to be able to find our way. We're going to get lost.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And I've been to Savannah 100 times.
Exactly. And, you know, it's as long as I just prepare myself for the fact that I will get lost, I'm okay. Because it's when you know, if you're thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm pushed for time and I got to get, then it's worse. But if I just sort of build it into my plans... that I'm going to get lost either coming or going, give myself extra time. You know, we work it out.
Well, I've never been to Boston.
Apparently, laid out in a really, you know, it makes sense, but it just doesn't make sense to me. And they did the big dig thing, and we've got tunnels going under the city now and all kinds of craziness. And I can't be trusted.
And it's ruined.
It's ruined.
It is. That's what it sounds like. Now, what about Miss Daisy? Does she have trouble?
No. Miss Daisy is called Miss Daisy because Miss Daisy does not drive. Big Fatty was right that day when y'all wished Miss Daisy a happy birthday and he asked, does she drive? Well, she does not.
Oh.
She's a pretty good navigator as long as I load her up with maps and directions. But no, Miss Daisy does not drive, and she especially will not drive in traffic Boston type situations.
Well, CJ, I hate to break it to you, but obviously she's not a very good navigator if you get lost every time you go to Boston.
Well, she's not always with me if I have to down that way. So.
All right. I was going to say, well, you know, maybe her navigational skills are your problem.
Well, once I make a wrong turn, it's hard for her to navigate me out of it. So
I would hate to see the two of you. That'd be great. So now what about Don't Harass Betty? How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. We have everyone's coming over for a big jam on Saturday. We have some potential things on the schedule for 2006, but around winter we just sort of go into hibernation mode and nobody wants to do anything. So we never plan anything for winter time. But summer we like to do outdoor type things, you know. We've done Pride or two.
Lilith Fair.
Yeah. We were in Bill. No. Although that would have been excellent. I would have liked that.
I would have gone.
Cool. Well, if we ever play, I'll make sure that you get backstage passes.
Thank you. They'll love to see me back there.
Oh, no, my computer screen just went black.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just looking to see what the temperature is here.
Oh, no.
Hello? Are you there?
I think I'm here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm here.
All right. My screen went all black, and now everything's back, though. We're okay.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
Thanks, Bill Gates.
Yeah. You have to think. I mean, I thank Steve Jobs plenty, trust me. So it's okay that Bill Gates makes a mistake here and there.
Well, I have to say that I'm a Mac girl using PC stuff. I mean, I started out Mac. I still think Mac is definitely the better system. But the last Mac computer we had was pre-Power Mac, and it was not upgradable. And I had to get something else. And because of the coal mine and such, we ended up going with a PC. We stepped over into the dark side, but I still think Mac is betterer.
Well, it is, but, people are like, oh, we hate you Apple folks' elitist attitude, but I don't think I have an elitist attitude.
Oh, no.
I just know it's better. And I mean, I don't know. You wouldn't guess that from my MacBook Pro right now, but...
Yeah, it sounds like you've been having some problems with the MacBook Pro.
It didn't work out of the box.
It'll get squared away. Steve won't leave you hanging. That'd be good.
Yeah, and it's funny, Extra Special Chris is also having the same problems, and so I believe there was talk about 3 this afternoon of him going to the Apple Store in Naples, Florida, and making a scene.
Mm.
So
that would be worth videoing.
Yeah. But, I can't believe he would do that. He gets embarrassed when his boyfriend, that he doesn't call his boyfriend, and I are talking about anal sex in Thai restaurants with his neighbor sitting next door.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking. We're just discussing facts about things with the other O, and Extra Special Chris almost, he was under the table.
Uh-huh.
So.
And he wasn't looking for his napkin, was he?
No.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't pleasuring his boyfriend either.
Well, if he can't take the conversation, what did I do?
It's all your fault. We never have these crazy discussions on the Little Fatty Cast.
I did not bring this up. You did.
It's all your fault.
It's not my fault.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know you were like, I hope you've got stuff to talk about because, blah, blah, blah. But I do. Now, the reason I was running late today because, well... lots of reasons, but I had to go get my hair cut.
Uh-huh.
And this fabulous little girl named Hay cuts my hair. And I'm always like, hey, how you doing? And she thinks it's funny, or she just laughs so she can get a tip. But she was very disappointed in me because I'd waited so long to come get it cut, but I've got the big vacations. I've got to work on meeting the men's while I'm on vacation next week, et cetera,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
So I need to look good. Well, I walk up in there. And I'm like, hey, and she was waiting on me because I was a minute or two late. And imagine that. And there were these two boys in there, and I didn't pay them any attention. I just saw one had really hot legs.
Yeah.
And so then I look at them. I'm like, oh, they're queens, and they're together. That's cute, whatever. And I'm like, oh, they're really cute. And I was like, ooh, one of them's hot, And I was like, ooh. And, but I had to sit for a minute while Hay prepared her hands for my scalp massage. So I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, this little boy, like this kid, like this 5-year-old, comes crawling out from under one of their chairs, and he's like, "Daddy!" And I'm like, "Huh?"
Oh.
And how about these boys had a kid?
Wow.
Now, that's fine, except I don't think either of them were old enough to drink.
I was going to say, does this detract from the hot factor, or does it matter?
Well, they were clearly together with a kid at age like 20.
Oh, that's like, just... Wow.
What's going on here? I was like, whoa. And I'm like, well, maybe I just misunderstood. Maybe it's like a little brother or nephew or something.
Right.
No. Mm. Daddy.
Wow. Maybe they just looked younger than they actually are.
Uh-uh.
No?
Uh-uh. They even dressed it, too. Well, one of them, she had had a rough life, you could tell. So she might have been a little older. But the other one, the one that I thought was hot, he ain't old enough to get into the beverage establishment.
Well, I'd be guessing that the son was the other one then. Maybe from the previous rough life.
It could be, but I don't know. It was just really weird. And I didn't know how to react. And, like, the really hot one, I was acting like he didn't want to be there. I don't know. And he was like, and they both were like, hey, how's it going? And I'm like, it's like, who are you trying to fool? You know, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You know, like, how's, you know, like, blah, 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 and whatever. And, but I don't know. It was just really weird. And I didn't really talk to them anymore. But I just, I'm in shock.
Wow. Like,
I'm a little bit older than they are, and I don't want kids.
No. Ooh. No.
I mean, I think you're a couple years older than me. A couple. And I mean, I don't know. That's a personal question, but I mean, whew, like kids, I don't know. Like,
no,
they don't fit into my lifestyle.
I don't think I'm meant to have kids. I have some nephews and some godsons, and they're great because, you know, they're not mine.
right, exactly.
But we can have, you know, I can be Auntie CJ. We can have a great time and then go back to mommy now, you know.
Right.
And that works out really well for me. But I don't believe I am really designed to have any of my own.
Whew, I know I'm not. So I don't know. I think my parents are ready for the grandkids.
Oh, parents are always ready for the grandkids.
I guess. Well, how about y'all keep them 6 days a week and... You know, no, I mean, it's just like, whew. No, how about my parents have a cradle they've had handcrafted and hand-built?
Oh, are you an only child?
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm screwed.
Yeah, you are.
Well,
maybe you need to just, you know, sit them down and have a talk.
No, we have. We totally have. It's like, every time they bring it up, I'm like, well, I'm having enough trouble taking care of myself. Can we, like, let me catch up with me first and then, you know. Because, like, I've got most of the crazy partying out of my system,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 26. Like, I'm not there. And I always point out to them that they didn't have me until they were in their early 30s. So give me a little break.
Yeah, exactly. And you can always bring Bilbo Baggins over and put him in the cradle.
Right. They love the cats, or their grand kittens, as they call them. Oh, it's great. Speaking of my parents. Now, I know you wanted a skull update, but I can't do it.
If there's nothing to update, you know.
Well.
Any ugly St. Patty sweaters, or?
It's still that same damn black sweater.
The one from Valentine's Day?
Yes, with the black sequin hearts on it.
It's time to retire the Valentine's Day sweater.
It is. It is. She's been doing really stupid things, but I really can't give her a hard time about it. Just because she's got a lot of family issues right now.
All right, we'll cut the skull some slack.
Yeah. So we are all upset with her, but no one's yelling at her anymore. We're just kind of like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll send her some nasty emails, but I don't get in her face anymore. And like, you know.
Well, that's good, yeah. Let her deal with her own things, and then when everything is back to normal, then you can shit all over.
Right, or she'll retire.
Oh, so. That would take some of the fun out of your day, though, I really think. I know she drives you nuts, but no?
No, you don't understand. Like, we do have fun, like, making fun of her on here, but she slows me down. Like, the mother and I, not my mother, but the mother of the office,
right.
Mother and I,
mm-hmm.
sat down and had a little talk the other day, and it was kind of like, you know, I can't do my job because I'm constantly doing stuff for her because she's not competent to do it.
Right.
So, yeah, it won't. I mean, she's a nice enough lady, whatever. But when she goes and we get someone who can use a computer,
mm-hmm.
we'll be in good shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, enough skulls.
Now, I assume you have a skull.
I did at my other job. Over the summer, I actually left my coal mine and took a job at another coal mine. And I was there for about 5 months, and at which point I did have a handful of skulls. But I finally gave up on it, and I went back to my old coal mine. So I don't really have any skulls at this coal mine.
Well, then that's reason enough to stay.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it drives me insane. I'm trying to think what else I wanted to talk to you about.
Your parents. You started to tell me about your parents, and I rudely interrupted you.
It is. It's all your fault.
It is. Everything's my fault.
Whatever. See, you're so much better than Big Fatty.
Why?
Because you're fun, and you're not old and ancient, and I think that you're 90.
Well, thank you.
I know. We love you. That's why we jam to your opinionated ramblings at the coal mine, and no one knows any better.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Larry's just bobbing his head.
Well, I'll try to get some good stuff on there for you next show.
Oh, well, we appreciate that. No, it's good. Now, the first Carmella Crispy Treat episode was a little vulgar for the coal mine.
Yeah, so yeah, the drunkie cast, as Big Fatty called it, the drunkie cast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We did keep that one to the earbuds.
That one, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And anytime Carmella's with me, it has a tendency to maybe cross the explicit line a little bit anyway. But
a little bit?
For the most part, when it's just me by myself, it's fairly work safe.
Oh, well, sure. And you know, you don't like sit around and talk like you do. You play mostly music, so
right.
It's not like. And like coworkers are listening to like ABBA and you know stuff like that. So
and there is a time and place for a good dancing queen, but you know
it is not at the coal mine. Trust me.
Yeah.
There's no dancing.
No dancing. Now see, we can actually get away with doing a little bit of dancing at my coal mine.
Well, we could get away, but
of course,
people would be like,
it helps that you know I'm talking about the graveyard shift where there's. You know, we have a little more free reign than than if, you know, we were there with all the ties.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, do work the 8 to 5, so.
Ugh.
That's.
I've tried it.
It sucks.
But I just can't do it. I can't do it. I think I've been a night shifter for way too long.
Like, and how long is way too long?
Now, see, I'll be giving my age away a little bit here, but I've been on the night shift for the better part of 20 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've been out of the Air Force that long?
I was actually in the Air Force. I was on the night shift as well.
Oh, wow. Ooh, better you than me.
It works for some of us. It doesn't work for others. I think you either can or you can't. You can't make yourself if you aren't designed that way, I think.
Well, yeah. You know what would get me is my friend Buff, who, you know, we all love.
Yes.
But Buff, like, his shifts rotate.
Ugh.
So he'll do 6 or 7 days of a first, then 6 or 7 days of second, then 6 or 7 days of third.
Yeah, that
with,
I can't
two
do.
Days in between.
No, yeah. You can't do it. It's way too hard to shift yourself around like that.
Oh, it kills him. And he always has these big puffy bags under his eyes. Sorry, Buff, I love you, but you do.
Yeah.
And, you know. And he does. He knows he does. Like, you know, he's always bitching about it, but that's how they do.
Well, you know, later on, Buff and I can go get eye lifts together because I'm right there, too. So.
Oh. Buff.
Maybe
Buff
they'll give us 2-for-1 surgeries, you know? Cut us
well,
a little.
Well, I tried to... Well, maybe, but I tried to get him to let me do that when he got his eyes done.
Uh-huh.
But no.
No.
I tried to get him to just pay for it, but, you know, no. Like, he got the laser, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
How's he like that? I've been trying to talk Miss Daisy into looking into that, although Carmella did it, and it's worked out really good for her, but how's it working for Buff?
He doesn't, like, he always wore glasses, so he never had contacts.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, like, the perfect candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas me, I wear hard contacts, so it would take, like, months of glasses wearing for my eyes to be able to, I guess, do it.
Ugh.
But he, for the longest time, complained that things were still, like, blurry.
Hmm.
But I think he stopped bitching, so it must be better. I mean,
cool.
I don't know, we don't talk as much.
Well, you need to rectify that.
Well, he's busy with his boyfriend.
Oh.
Even though I'm really the love of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he'll figure that out eventually.
I hope not. Okay. let's see. No. Oh, my. This. You know, we're on the MySpace, CJ.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Since you're my friend and all on the MySpace.
Right.
Well, I get on there, and you can totally go on and look at my little. Chitta profile thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a new e-letter last night on the MySpace, and it is from someone named Barry. we'll say Barry, as in the female version of Barry. And I'm like, I don't know anyone named Barry. So I click on it. How about it's my next door neighbor from when I lived in a house in small town South Carolina from ages birth to 9?
No.
Yes. And I'm like, how the hell did you find me? And how did you remember what I look like?
Oh, my Lord.
I was like, this place, this is evil. Evil, you know? And I'm like, but seriously, like, CJ, if she could find me, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Like,
who can't find me? Like, that's bad. That scares me.
Well, you know, maybe you should un MySpace then.
No.
No?
I'd be disconnected then.
Well, okay then. You have to make a decision.
It's crack.
You're easy to find or you're completely off the map. There, I don't think there's an in-between in this modern age.
Oh. Yeah, it's not easy. Yeah, so that was kind of crazy. I just enjoyed that, though. I think that's really all I had. Like, I've had this really crazy day, and I've had, like, 10 more people come through my house today. But
I thought you had a bid on your house.
It was not what I was accepting. So
away with you, person who looks in my drawers.
I know.
What is up with that? What kind of rude bitch looks in somebody else's wardrobe?
I guess the same kind that when I was looking at houses, pressed the play button on all the VRCs so we could see what was in there.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did. And we found some good stuff.
How embarrassing.
For them.
Yeah.
Don't think I didn't learn my lesson.
Well, you said, you know, you're putting the electro. I think you should load up Miss Maxine's trunk with everything you don't want anyone to find, because apparently... once you're out of the house and they're coming through, everything appears to be free game.
Well, I mean, what's to stop them, really, other than morals?
Well, nobody has that anymore.
Right. Ugh. Yeah, that's crazy. And my roommate came home yesterday, and we know how much I love him, but he came home yesterday and found the cat sitting on the steps like, how you doing?
Oh, no.
Someone let me out, and I really don't want to be out here. Thanks.
Well, it's a good thing that... they stuck around. I mean, you know, my cats would have taken off. Well, one of them would have taken off. And the other one, when her feet got cold, she'd have come back. Let me in.
Well, it's already warm over here. It was in the 70s today, so.
We actually got a little more snow today. I got up this evening and looked out and had this little dusting, just enough to cover everything. And although I think it's supposed to be, for this area, freakishly warm on Saturday, like, you know, 50 or something.
Oh, that's freakishly warm.
For here, for March, yeah.
Well, we're hitting 86 on Saturday.
Ugh, I hate you, Larry.
Mr. Vader, that's V-A-D-E-R, is considering piling it up to the beach.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, Big Fatty lives kind of near the beach, so I figured that I need to check on his place. You know, someone might steal the sling.
Yeah.
So I... can, like, if people are going to be walking through the house, I'll just head to the beach and then go back to his place, wash all the sand off on me in his shower, and then,
yeah,
you know, hang out there.
Why dirty your own house?
Hello?
Hello?
it's
Bill Gates. Bill Gates again. Oh, you did.
Well, I considered it, but then waking up to the sling.
Yeah, that would be scary. Although you did say it's nice and spacious, you know.
Big, oh, God, it's
big
huge.
Apartment. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's... I would say it's like 1,500 square foot.
Wow.
Square feet, at least.
That's nice.
For an apartment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My condo is like 950. So, like, that's 950 very filled with furniture square feet.
Yeah.
So, it's very tight.
Yeah, it sounds like Big Fatty's apartment is got almost as much square footage as my home.
Well, and it, you know, that's big. It's Big Fatty. He needs that much square footage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You can have a special room all to its own for the sling and various accessories. And yeah, that's good.
he does. That's what that room is for.
Too much information, Larry. Too much. Too much.
You saw the room.
I saw it. Yes, I did.
I couldn't believe Omar got that close to it.
Or did he really, or was it just zoom lens? Maybe he just stayed outside the door and used the zoom lens.
No, okay. It was that close.
Yeah.
And I have to go in there because, like, Big Fatty left with all his damn windows open in every room.
Right.
So I'm afraid that, like, a raccoon is going to crawl in and make a bed. So, you know, he would so not believe me if he came back and, like, the sling was, like, all shredded up or something.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got the padded base or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like, whatever, Larry, I know you were using it and whatever. And I'd be like, Fatty, no, it was a raccoon. Like, he would never believe me.
No, he wouldn't. It would be all your fault. It would be ruined, and it would be your fault.
Yes, and somehow Bill Gates would be involved in that. So,
oh, yeah. Bill Gates is secretly behind everything.
He is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm sure he's behind our reverberation problems we're having tonight as well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, all right, well, thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I know. You just woke up. I know you're...
No, I've had some coffee.
Pudding.
Miss Daisy made me some breakfast. Well, supper, breakfast, whatever you want to call it.
She doesn't drive, but she cooks.
Oh, she's very good. She's a very good cook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, well, if you see any hoax around, send them over towards Larry Vader's pad.
Will do.
Yeah. thanks for being on the Little Fatty Cast. And, you know, Big Fatty is looking for the carved coconut monkey. I've gotten several reports from him that he can't find one, which I think is a lie.
Well, maybe it's more of a Bahamas thing than a Virgin Islands thing. I don't really know.
Well, I have bought them in Myrtle Beach.
Maybe you should go to Myrtle Beach and get a backup coconut monkey in case he can't find any.
As much as I love Myrtle Beach.
No, it's not going to happen.
Not that 100 miles will not be driven in Miss Maxine on Saturday.
Yeah.
Though it might be tempting. They're outlet malls.
Well, maybe, you know, there's a coconutmonkey.com store that you can get one drop shipped right to your house.
I'm sure. Well, you know, you're in the competition now for the coconut monkey.
Oh,
so
cool. Cool.
It's between Chris, Dr. Tweaker, Archer, Henry from Chosen Thought, and you.
Wow. I feel so special. I really do.
I'm just glad people really wanted to be on the show.
Oh, it's fun. I love the show. I've been listening for a really long time. I love the show. Whenever I see that there's a new episode, it's the first one I listen to on my iPod. And, you know, it's
so
just
nice.
An honor to be here.
Well, you know, we both listen to your show. Larry Cly, the old host of the Little Fatty Cast, I'm sure still listens to your show. So, we love the Opinionated Ramblings. And see, we've seen it from the beginning because it wasn't around when we started.
Right, and your voices are on the intro.
They are.
Which is now being played at the end. So it's the outro, I guess.
The outro.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what today's intro and outro are going to be, but I'll find something.
Cool. Well, thanks again. I had a great time.
Well, and have a good night at work.
Well, thank you.
And everybody who's listening, thanks for tuning in. We love you guys. And stay tuned for more Little Fatty Casts. The Monday show is going to be all Big Fatty messages from the Virgin Islands, the cruise ship.
Excellent.
Whatever. They're hilarious. So they have quite a few reports about spankings and running to bathrooms in strange cities, things like that.
And rental car mishaps.
He hasn't said a word. I don't think I'm supposed to tell about the rental car, so I'll probably be chastised for that when he gets
Mum's
back.
Mum's the word.
Well, not anymore. But
well, hopefully nobody at the rental car company listens to the Little Fatty Cast, so we should be okay.
I'm sure they do. It is Miami, after all. So,
okay.
Well, and don't forget, everyone, I'll be in Orlando. What is it, March 16th through the 19th.
Yay!
That's Thursday through Sunday. Yay! I'm so excited to get away for a weekend.
Yeah.
And not drive. That Saturday night, March 18th, myself and Cousin Patrick from thecousinsqueer.com will be at the Full Moon Saloon on Orange Blossom Trail. So if you'd like to come out and join us for a frosty beverage, I'm not driving, so it's going to be a true Larry H. Vader show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You taking the iRivka?
I'm considering taking the VRC camera.
Oh, good.
I'm just afraid to walk into a bar with it, you know. Like, I've got my video camera in a gay bar.
Here I come.
Yeah. So, all right, guys, thanks again. And CJ, thank you always. You're welcome on the Little Fatty Cast anytime. We can record or resolve our recording issues.
And, well, thank you very much.
Have a good weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.